This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming show where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic. This week, I am joined by Cameron once again.
I'm back.
Welcome back. My name is Elliot and we are getting intimate about Devolver Digital's E3 press conference.
And what a show it was.
So for those unaware, E3 just happened. We just did our radio show about the E3 press conferences. We talked about everybody, but we didn't cover Devolver Digital because their press conference wasn't really a press conference, but kind of was a press conference.
It was something special.
It was definitely was unique.
Devolver's never been there before. Devolver have always had a presence at E3 in a kind of we're too cool for this situation. they rent out the parking lot across the road from E3 and they set up like caravans where they show their indie games and they have like gourmet hot dogs that you can have. And
we're too cool for this, or is that a we genuinely can't afford a general stage show so we go in the parking lot?
Well, no, because they usually like pitch them. The reality is it's probably that they want to be as close to E3 but can't really get in the door. But they always like tell people, it's like, oh yeah, no, we don't need to be part of that, we don't need it. And it's like, then why are you here if you don't need it? You're still on their, you know, that on their coattails. But it's they've always had at least some kind of presentation there, and they were there in that sense again, I believe, this year. I've actually not seen anything come out of that, because when you try to look up Devolver you get the live stream that they gave us, which was something different, definitely.
It was amazing and terrifying and horrible all at the same time.
Essentially what it was is they opened with a phony press conference that was filled with, my favorite thing about it was filled with stock images and stock footage of people yeah. like laughing in an audience.
Yeah, exactly.
But they weren't there. And the whole thing was basically one big joke about the gaming industry and yep. E3 and kind of, you know.
And in a sense, the joke was on us, because we, like, both myself and yourself and some other members of the Checkpoint team, we were all online, we were talking over a Discord server, we were waiting for the Devolver press conference so that we could start writing our stories, and we're like, okay, the press conference is about to begin, and then it never actually begun, but it also begun and then never stopped. Yeah,
because they showed, like, two trailers for games. And it was like, okay, so at the beginning we're like, oh, okay, we're getting the trailers, but they're being tongue-in-cheek about the trailers.
Yep.
So we were still on board, and then it just ended with the main host, who was amazing. She was brilliant. She stole the show. But she basically died on stage when her head exploded. They also cut off a man's arm on stage and used gallons of fake blood. And then it cut to this live stream of, like, a pre-show mockery.
Yes. And it was the pre-pre-show.
The pre-pre-show. And it was just people on the couch, and someone turned up and they brought some game that never existed.
Yeah.
And they played it, and it had no rules, and no one could figure out what was going on. And then they played Hotline Miami for a really long time, but everyone was really bad at it, so they kept losing. And everyone just sat there going, I remember you and I were the last one standing
Everyone else at this point from the Checkpoint team was like, well, this is obviously a joke. And then they left. They're like, we have better things to do. I'm like, I'll wait it out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you and I were like, no, it's okay. Something's bound to happen. Like, all of this for nothing would be silly. And I knew that something was a little off when they didn't actually have a proper E3 conference section set up, and then that you had to watch it through Twitch was the only way you could watch it. I'm like, that's a bit weird. And so then when it was going about halfway through, I started to do some digging, because I'm like, I don't know, something seems off here. And when I did the digging, finally I found out they've never been registered on the E3 website.
No.
Like, E3 had made it very clear that they were not involved at all. And then as about, I think it was like 10 minutes into the stream, Devolver Digital tweeted going, you know, no gameplay reveals, only monetization, don't at us.
So basically what Devolver had done is they had tricked a bunch of people, ourselves included, into making us think they had an E3 press conference when they actually didn't.
Yep.
And they did this by just tweeting saying, like, we've secured a spot, like, we'll be here at E3 for the first time on, like, the proper stage and whatnot, but that didn't happen. Yep. And so they pre-recorded their own press conference, basically parodying all other press conferences, which was brilliant in its own crazy way. Like, the host was just getting swept over by all the hype, and her head started, like, bleeding because she was so into it, and she started yelling at the audience.
Fired a gun at them at one point.
Yeah, like, it was all kinds of crazy. The kind of crazy you could only expect out of Devolver Digital.
Yeah.
Who have just, you know, they're a crazy company.
They make a name for themselves.
Usually it's Ubisoft who are the craziest. They were not very crazy at all this year, but Devolver by far.
The mockery was very clearly on EA. They were an EA parody, I feel, more than anything else.
I don't know. For me, it just felt like a general industry parody because they had everything. They were mocking DLC. They were mocking, like, microtransactions. They were mocking hype culture. They were just mocking the general, like, structure of E3 press conferences.
The game that was being built by complaints about the game. So when you would complain, they'd change the game on the spot for you.
I want to see that.
It was just bizarre, and I think it's, you know, quite interesting as well, though, that at the same time, Devolver actually had a bit of a kerfuffle with E3 this year.
Yeah, do you want to talk us through that?
Yeah, so Devolver, unfortunately, came out of this about $100,000 out of pocket because this is the first E3 that's open to the public. Devolver decided to expand the area that they would be doing their little booth showing that they normally do with their caravans. They were going to take the car park next door to them as well and make it an even bigger space. But then I believe the city of LA wouldn't give them the proper
permits
to let them have that space as well. So they were allowed to use the space they existed in, but they weren't allowed to use the secondary space for anything except parking cars. So they ended up, they'd already paid for the space, they couldn't get their money back. And so they spent $100,000.
They should have just offered the best valet service possible.
Oh, they... I feel kind of bad for them about the whole thing. Like, but at the same
time, they should have done their research better.
Yeah, right. I feel like at the same time, I'm just like, it was such a up-in-the-air moment, the entire conference, that I was just so confused by so much of it.
Yeah. So the entirety of their show went for maybe 5 hours or something ludicrous.
Did you last the whole way?
No. there was... we have a writer for CheckpointGaming.net. His name is Colby, and he was messaging me saying, I've tuned back in, and he started watching the press conference because he's like, there's nothing better on TV. Okay, just let me know how it goes. And he was just giving me like a run by run of the shenanigans that were happening. They got wrestlers onto the stage. They had like pro wrestlers. They were just playing ludicrous games that nobody knew how to play. They would just...
The frog game.
There was just jokes upon jokes upon jokes and nothing happening. And they had all these viewers that were slowly dropping off their stream as people realized nothing was happening.
Yeah, I think that's the weird thing is when we logged on, there were 70,000 people watching. Yep. And this is your chance to show 70,000 people something, and you showed them a joke. And it was an amazing joke, don't get me wrong. Hilarious. But at the same time, that's a really big audience that you've just kind of given the middle
finger to. Part of me wants to give them like massive props for sticking to the joke so hard.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, oh my god, Devolver, you have a huge catalogue of games you're publishing, you have all these people watching this stream, and you're not going to show them off? What are you doing?
Absolver comes out in like...
We didn't see anything of
like,
it.
In like, what, a month? And yep. I'm just like, that's what I was like, we're going to see so much more about what's going to make this game great, and then I'm sitting there going,
are you on the hype train for Absolver? Because I definitely am.
100% on the hype train. I am here for it big time.
Game looks gorgeous. And it'll play kind of like a Souls game, but hand-to-hand combat primarily. And you move through. There's a bit of like drop-in, drop-out co-op as like summoning similar to Dark Souls. There's a bit of PvP, a lot of PvE. And you're just learning new fighting techniques, and yeah. like the combat looks so fluid and beautiful, and oh my god,
the art style is yep. perfection as well. I love the kind of minimalistic, a little bit cubic. It everything about it.
That's
looks
the kind
amazing.
Of game you show to people, and all of a sudden everyone's like talking about Absolver
yeah.
because it has like just the look of it is that good.
I've not met anyone who didn't. See Absolver, go and look at Absolver, and then go, I'm really excited about Absolver.
Exactly.
But I've met plenty of people who had never heard of it. And
yep.
this was your chance. This was it. And instead, you cut off a man's arm and threw some money at a computer.
Yes.
It's
so I still don't know. I'm on the fence about, like, do I just love them because they stuck to this joke so hard? Or do I just go, you're a fool?
I think you're allowed to do both. I think you're allowed to both love and hate them and go... That was brilliant, and having watched E3 for over a decade now, I go, oh, yeah, I see all of this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, be like, I'm Tyra Banks. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Yeah. I actually wrote a feature about the Devolver Digital press conference, my predictions
That's
for the
right.
show.
I forgot about that.
Because we all did our prediction articles for different developers and or publishers, rather. Mm. And I chose Devolver because I'm a huge indie fan. And I was just looking through their catalog and going, oh, guaranteed this game will be shown. Guaranteed this game will be shown. Because there's all these games already announced coming up soon that Devolver could be showing off. And I'm like, yeah, definitely this. Maybe we'll get surprise announcements of this and this. Mm. Nothing. And so I was definitely left disappointed, but, you know,
what can you
also
do?
Laughing.
I think we've convinced Luke is going to do a recap of the Devolver for us, because he was the first casualty when we were watching the thing. As soon as things got weird,
yeah, he's
he
like,
was like,
I've got better things to do.
I'm out.
I'm
Goodbye.
Out. I don't blame him at all.
No.
Like, we have been, like, covering these press conferences up late nights,
yeah.
up early mornings. It has been particularly draining, like... trying to publish all these articles because so much has come out.
That day as well was the day that we went from Microsoft to Bethesda
yeah.
and then into Devolver. So Microsoft, we had all been up early to watch that, and so we were all exhausted from that. Some of us, myself, weren't smart and didn't go back to bed.
I went back to bed.
Yeah, everyone else apparently went back to bed. I stayed up, and then we got into Bethesda, and so I was exhausted and hyped, and then Bethesda brought me right down. I'm like, oh, I need something to bring me up. And so I was so confused. I remember Rowan, my husband, came home halfway through Devolver and was like, what is happening? I'm like, I don't know. I can't tell you what's happening.
But it kind of, like, the internet went crazy afterwards. I checked Twitter and people are just like, they're all about this. Devolver won E3.
Yeah, people are saying Devolver won E3 just because of this attitude.
I don't know if it's they're in on the joke and they're running with it, or if they genuinely are so sick of press conferences that this was refreshing.
I think after this E3, like, I think people were looking for some levity in some things. A lot of disappointment came out of this E3 from a lot of people. A lot of people felt that it wasn't as big and hypey as previous years.
Yep.
And it wasn't as kind of show-stopping. And so I feel like... the person making fun of the thing that didn't give them what they wanted is getting all those props now.
So maybe this is good for them. It's like a PR move.
I actually think it'll work out really well for them. A whole bunch of people had no idea who they were, and now
yeah.
they think they're the fun, funny publisher who's having a laugh at, you know, all the things we hate in gaming. We hate, like, timed DLC, you know, microtransactions. Those kind of things frustrate gamers, and here they are. Openly mocking them in the middle of the biggest kind of media event for video games. And so I think a lot of people who are fed up go, you get me, Devolver, so I'm going to give you my money.
Maybe. We'll see how that works out for them.
Yeah, he's hoping.
Especially if they're $100,000 in the negative right now.
Yeah, they could really use those Absolver sales if only anyone knew that it existed.
No, I think that game will get attention when it comes out.
Oh,
I just,
better.
Like, if it's half as good as it looks, it'll be a great game.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely keen on that one.
Same.
Yeah. So, classic Devolver. I'm glad they had their moment in the sun. I don't think they can do it next year.
No. Everyone will be in on it now. The hilarious thing is, if you Google them, like, it's just... you can't get past the conference now. Like, it takes forever to find anything about the game.
And I would highly recommend people who are listening to this to check out the actual press conference portion of Devolver.
I think that
it was like
worth
a 17-minute video.
Yeah.
Where there's an actual fake press conference and it's like an edited video, like pre-recorded, and it's like really funny and really great.
It was that was the joke that landed with me. As soon as I went to like the streaming couch,
yeah,
those jokes fell flat and it felt really like,
yeah, after that point it was a lot of improv, it was a lot of just ludicrousness, and the joke became, we don't actually have anything,
yeah,
but let's see what we can do anyway.
Yeah. And the joke was, ha ha ha, this is gonna go for 4.5 hours,
and it just kept going.
Yeah,
like I'm not even sure everything that happened in that press conference because I don't have the time to watch it.
I'm not gonna sit there and go, I'm gonna watch 5 hours of people just doing nothing,
yeah,
like just talking non-stop ridiculousness.
But I'm glad it happened.
So am I.
So that's Devolver Digital at E3 2017. We have been Checkpoint Intimates. Thank you, Cam, for joining me again.
Thank you for having me again,
and we'll catch you guys next week.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.